Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness and your mercy and grace. Thank you for all that you've done and doing. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad it is. What an awesome God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. We bless the Lord. Praise God. I'm going to read something that says, when you need courage, glory to God. Oh, love the Lord, all ye saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Psalms 31:24. God always gives us the courage to face life circumstances and to make positive changes. Prayer, Lord, I hope in you and I place my complete and unswerving trust in you. Thank you for giving me the courage to always be strong through the courage you are imparting to me. I know you will make me swifter than an eagle, stronger than a lion. Thank you for this promise and for all the promises of your word, Father, for you are the strength of my life. Therefore, I will fear no one in no situation that might appear to rise against me. I thank you for the fact that no weapon which is formed against me will ever prosper. Be with me, Lord, and enable me to become a mighty servant of valor in the same way that you implored Gideon. Thank you for your promise that I will be strong in you and in the power of your might. Thank you for replacing all fears with your courage because your strength at work in my life. Lord, I will not fear. I know it's you. It's your good pleasure to give me your kingdom, knowing that you are always with me. I am now able to mock at fear and never walk in fear again. Encourage me, Lord, as I seek your face and stand upon the promises of your word. Your word is truth, and you are mighty, my mighty buckler, because I trust in you, and thank you for your courage, Father. Praise the Lord. And even if we have some listening scriptures, it would be Psalm 7 and 1, 1 Samuel 4, 9, 2 Samuel 1, 23, Ezekiel 2, 6, Isaiah 54, 17, Judges 6:12, Ephesians 6:10, Luke 12:32, Job 39:22, and 2 Samuel 22:31. What a mighty God we serve. As we enter into his presence today, glory to God, as we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and have the attitude of gratitude, glorifying his holy name because he is worthy of all the praise and all the honor. There is none like him. What a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord. Tonight I probably have to reiterate it, praise the Lord, because it's only a few of us on it when the other was, it's only three after. But I want to, glory to God, share tonight that we are going to have a time, glory to God, before the Lord to share testimonies. And we are talking about testimonies that are going to glorify the Lord, things that magnificent God has done in our lives just recently, and even, glory to God, in time past. We want to bless the Lord. We want to pray, but we have some time. We had it on my heart for a couple of weeks, and we got so fired up in the praise, but the prayers last week, we didn't get to do so, but he's still been functioning. Need, glory to God, to share some things, so people need to know the power of the anointing and what God still is doing in our lives. And we're going to set the stage for 15 minutes. Not 15 minutes for the whole testimony. We still want to be able to pray. So if you take 5 minutes or so before or after, whether you give your testimony first and then we pray, because there's things that we still want to keep on the altar, praise the Lord. But I'm asking you, praise the Lord, and I will reiterate that when the other guests come on and other warriors come on, because most of the prayer warriors are on, that we will, half of them, not everybody's on there yet, but some of the prayer warriors, some of our guests, but it will be that you will be able to share the prayer words to start off first. So share maybe 5 minutes or so before or after. And if you hear me say glory, then that means you have 1 minute left, not three, not five, not 10 more minutes. So we want to keep this in order because I want to do this the way God says, but we're going to have to come in compliance, the same we do with business or anything else. Praise God. We're going to have to have that limit of what we do in, if we want to keep order. So I'm going to, praise God, give us our scripture. We did have some scripture reading within that, but I just want to read out our daily scripture. And then, praise God, we're going to say a short prayer, and then we'll start with our prayer and testimonies. Praise the Lord in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Okay, we're coming from out of Isaiah 11, starting at the first verse. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord rests upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. And it shall make him a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reproof after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove equity with the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod in his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And the righteous shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatter shall up together, and little child shall lead them. Praise the Lord. I think I'm going to stop just right there. Of course, we've been talking about Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord. Praise God. At this time, we're going to prepare ourselves, glory to God, for prayer, and then we'll have our first testimony and prayer, or however order you put it in, the Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, Brother Black. I don't see Mother McCormick on yet. Praise God. I'll pass the bird. But bless the Lord. We'll have our, like I said, if you decide you want to do the testimony first for a couple of minutes and then go into prayer. And if you're not watching your clock, then I'll just go ahead and monitor so that we can stay focused. But we just want to pray, glory to God. Father, we bless you tonight, and we thank you for the power of your anointing and the gifts and the talents and different things that you've given us. We thank you most of all for Jesus, for the Holy Spirit, for the word, for glory to God, the power of your anointing that changed lives, for saving and delivering and healing and encouragement, God, and even for chastisement. You say you chastise those that you love. Help us, God, to continue to cast all these cares and concerns upon you. Thank you for the mighty move of God that's brought us in and brought us out, brought us through and taken us through. In the name of Jesus, help us to not lose focus on who you are and whose we are, and glory as a mighty move of God that is things yet to come. God, we thank you for your deliverance, glory to God, in so many areas of our lives and the people that we're praying for and standing in the gap for, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for these, your people, and we pray, God, that you continue to bless and minister and move. We thank you that in you we live and move and have our being. We thank you that we shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. We are thanking you, glory to God, hallelujah, that in your word in James 1:12 it says, blessed is the man who remains steadfast, glory to God, under trials. Help us, glory to God, to know that you take whatever testing that we're going through or trial, and you will turn it around for our good. You said many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. Help us, glory to God, to know that you are the author and the finish of our faith, and know who we are and whose we are, and stay steadfast in thee. You told us in your word to cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. You told us, glory to God, be not weary in well-doing. We shall reap if we faint not. We are determined, glory to God, that we are not going to faint, and we're going to be in a place and position, God, to give you glory, to give you honor. Thank you for taking us through it. Thank you for bringing us out. Thank you, Lord God, that we know that we can stand on your word and trust you. Help us to have the faith to wait on you and be of good courage and let you strengthen our hearts. Help us, glory to God, to be that intercessor, that one that will stand and will not be moved by what we see and what we feel. We'll not get caught up in our the five senses, but we'll get caught up in what your word is saying because we believe your report. And even though things may go on, you said many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you bring us out, but you also told us, glory to God, that greater is he on the inside of us than he that's after us. And glory to God that you have told us that we have power to bind and to loose. But we just got to trust and keep the faith. And even keeping the faith, glory to God, we have to have patience to wait on you to manifest. God, we ask you to bless tonight. So many things you done brought us through. So, God, help us to keep on being having a testimony. Help on keep us keep lifting you up. And you said if we lift you up, you'll draw all men to you. Pray and thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done and doing. And without you, we can do nothing. But through you, we can do all things. So we bless you and we honor you and we glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise God. Bless the Lord. We're going to open the line now for Mother Alexander. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We thank you so much, Lord God.
Yes.
Thank you because I know you're a healer, Lord. I know there is no healer like you. And Lord, I thank you. I just want to thank you, Father God, for being that healer, Lord God. For being that provider, Lord God, for being that protector. And Father God, you and you alone created all things. And you gave us the authority to ask and believe when we ask, we receive. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, for being the Lord of my life, Lord God, because you are the only living God, and there is nothing that you cannot do. So, Lord, I thank you for mercy and grace. Thank you for bringing a change, Lord God, because your word says if we pray. And, Lord, I know that if we pray, Lord God, these things will have to halt itself, Lord. It has to stop because your promises is real. And there is none can do what you can do. So, Lord, we pray, Lord God, that this pestilence will come to an end this year in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you in Jesus' name. Well, my testimony is something happened about the early part of September, last month. I think even in, I think it was about in August. My grandson, anyway, he had to go to work over in District 2. I live in District 1. And he worked at Walmart. And it's a long way. And I'm not a person that loves to drive. I drive because there's no other choice. But anyway, I said, Lord, you know this. You know I don't like to drive, Lord. And this is a long way. But I said, Lord, let them give him a transfer. Let him come. Let them bring him here. And District 2 side, and District 1 side, because that was in District 2. And I said, Lord, I know your word said it, and you never fail, Lord. Well, baby, it only take, it's been about not even quite 2 months. And God turned that thing around. By the time I look around, the boy tell me, Abuelita, they gave me a transfer to out in Forest Drive. I said, okay, baby, I know God was going to do it. Because in my lifetime, I never remember asking the Lord for something and I never get it. And I always believe it's because of who I am in Christ Jesus and who he is in me. That's always my way of thinking, that if I do his will, I don't have to worry about what's going on the adversary side. He will take care of it. All I've got to do is make sure I've got myself right standard with him. And God, my God, bring my grandson. Give him that transfer right over here close to District 1. Now, when he come to District 1, the situation is now, they change his time of work. So that means he had to go to work. He has to be there at 4 o'clock in the morning That means I have to get up at 3:30 and take him. I said, oh, Lord, here we go again, Lord. And you work this thing out again, Father God, that he able to get to work, and I don't have to get up this early to take him to work. Because sometime, baby, when you have grands, you got to make up your mind that sometime you got to help. You can make a plan, but those grands come up, and suddenly your plan has to be take a back post. That's the way I look at it. Because I said, God gave me grand for a reason. And there is nothing I won't do for them that is in my power to do it. Anyway, the Lord worked that out too. I didn't have to take the boy to work. No more but about, I think it was about only, I think it was only 3 weeks. And God turned that thing around, that boy. I didn't have to get up and take him to work no more. God worked it out. This testimony is to show you that no matter what the situation is, if you know who you are in Christ Jesus, you know that you know what God tell you, not what men tell you, but what God tell you, what he says to you, what his word said, and what you hear him with your own ears and your heart, you hear this. You stand on what God say. I don't care if the thunder rolling. Stand on what God say. Because one thing for sure, God never fail you, baby. If any failing going, it's something you do to be failed. But not God's word. It's going to come straight. It's going to come. And my God make it work out so good that I don't even have to worry about getting up no more to take my grandson to work. To see how good God is. But this is to let you know, when you know that you know, don't let no man change you. I don't care how dark the water is. I don't care how the storm come. I'm going to hold my position, baby, because I know God promises can't fail. If anything else fail, not the word of God. And I've been knowing this from a child. So I know one can deter me from this. I will stand regardless what I see coming. If it's not what I ask the Lord for, I am not going to move. Because my Heavenly Father says, he gave me the desire of my heart. So we must always remember, no matter how the thing look, baby, you go to God and you ask him for a situation. I don't care how dark the situation is. You're obedient and you're standing firm on his word is what will bring your answer to you. And I thank God for that. I didn't have to keep, I didn't even have to, it wasn't even a month. My grandson, God just turned that thing around. I didn't have to get up no more and take him to her. The goodness of God, baby, and the steadfast. When you ask him for something, it doesn't matter how dark the situation is. No matter how, who stand before you. You stand firm and you hold your position that God is going to give you your answer. Especially if you know who you are in Christ Jesus. You know that he is all in all to you. God is going to answer you, baby. So I thank God for that testimony and hope someone will learn from that. Stand on his word. I don't care how dark the water is. You stand on his word. And that's my testimony. Amen and amen.
Praise Jesus, bless the Lord.
Amen, praise the Lord. Truly we give glory, honor, and praise to the Most High God, and thanking and praising God for the testimony from Sister Alexander, praise God. I just want to thank God for being God, hallelujah. It's a whole lot of testimonies I could share. But just one simple thing, praise God. I know I was having some tooth pain, and I began to thank and praise God for healing of that tooth because I didn't really want to go to have my teeth worked on at the dentist with everything that's going on. So I thank and praise God for removing that pain, even to the point where maybe a couple of weeks ago, the feeling, not the feeling, but the tooth around the feeling fell out. And I thank and praise God that I still didn't have no pain because I had prayed about the pain, praise God. And the pain was gone, so I could feel, my tongue could feel the sharpness of where the tooth that was around the filling fell out, and I was able to get an appointment, praise God, but I haven't gotten an appointment to get the tooth fixed yet, but I thank and praise God for the pain still being gone. But I just want to thank and praise God for being the true and living God. Praise God. I thank and praise God. I know people hear this a lot, but for my salvation, praise God. I thank and praise God, hallelujah, that he gave me a good sound mind as a young lady, a young girl, praise God. And I didn't understand everything, but I do know God gave me a good sound mind to make good decisions even when I was young, and I appreciate God for that. I thank and praise God for saving me from a life of sin, praise God, from, as I say, the presence of sin, the power of sin, and the penalty of sin. I thank and praise God for that. I thank and praise God for his divine healing power, praise God, hallelujah, because sometimes when I be want to move, I be want to try to walk, and that old pain, probably some arthritic pain, be trying to hit me in my hip or in my back, and I say, you getting out of my body in the name of Jesus, and I'll just go ahead on and press toward and move and thank and praise God, or I'll put on a pain patch, but I'll keep moving, and I thank and praise God for that, hallelujah, that I don't give up, and I don't just sit down and say, well, I just got to suffer this, with this. So I thank and praise God for his healing power. He is real, praise God, and when we trust him, praise God, you'll see so many miracles. I thank and praise God for all the wonderful things, and I should have been writing down each one this year. In spite of what's going on, I've been seeing the power of God this year, and I thank and praise God for hearing his voice. I thank and praise God even for the young man who is only like about nine, he was 8 or 9 years old that came up for prayer, praise God. And I didn't have any fear of laying hands on his chest, praise God, because he was having some chest pains, praise God. And I could feel the burning in his chest, and I know that was God's healing power taking care of the situation that he had in his chest, praise God. And I thank and praise God, and I asked him, I said, young man, you feel that warmness in your chest? He said, he shook his head, said, yes, ma'am, praise God. I said, that's God's healing power. And I thank and praise God, hallelujah, glory be to God, when God spoke to me and say, I'm going to perfect that which concerns you, hallelujah. And it's a lot that concerns me, my children, my family. But I thank and praise God, when he spoke those words to me, glory be to God, I'm satisfied, hallelujah. And God will work it out. So as the young lady preached the sermon, praise God, hallelujah, when you know who's on the inside of you, or the authority and power that's on the inside of you, praise God, hallelujah, you can just relax and rest and see, praise God, how God is going to work this out. And I don't stress over, you know, a lot of people say, well, how are you going to do it? I ain't worried about it. God's got it. If he's got it, why am I laying up in bed, staying awake, stressing myself out? I'm not going to do it, because God's got it all in his control, praise God. So I thank and praise God for that. I thank and praise God for this year, praise God, in July. And thanking and praising God for his traveling mercies going to and fro. I know sometimes I've had to swerve on the road. Glory be to God for my angels going before me and keeping me safe, praise God. I went to Mississippi this year. Hadn't planned it, but my son said he was going, so I said I was going. Didn't know that I was going to have to wind up, praise God, taking care of the taxes that my mama, that was on her house, praise God, because after she passed away, unless you get that homestead, you're going to wind up having to pay taxes. They don't care whether you're dead or not. They're going to get that money. But I thank and praise God, he had already worked it out. And I heard the preaching, get in position, praise God. God already has equipped you, praise God, for whatever position that you're going to be in. He had already equipped me to have the finances that was needed to take care of those taxes for those 2 years that Mama owed on her house, in Jesus' name. I could just go on and on and on, but I thank and praise God, hallelujah, for who he is, that he's a great God, and he's going to do just what he says. I thank and praise God for having a mind to agree with God. Coming into this year, I had a mind to agree with what God says about me. So I thank and praise God. I could talk a lot about how my house was going to be foreclosed, praise God, but God worked that situation out. But praise God, I just want to share just those few little things, praise God, about who God is. And I'm in appreciation for who God is in my life. I thank and praise God that, hallelujah, if he said it in his word, praise God, we can take him at his word, because the last time I checked, hallelujah, the word of the Lord is right, and all of his works are done and true. So I just thank and praise God for what he's doing. I pray that we'll get in a position to hear God more, praise God, and give him the glory for what he's doing. Thank and praise God for each day that he bless us to be here. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. That's what I got to share tonight. God bless each one of you, and we thank and praise God for being so good. Thank you, Jesus, for sitting at the right hand of the Heavenly Father and even making intercession for us right now as we share these few words of praise, hallelujah, and giving you all the glory, honor, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, ma'am.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just bless you. We lift you up. God, there is none like you. God, you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. You do not change. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the beginning. Hallelujah. We trust in you. We rely on you, God. Hallelujah, God. In all our ways, we trust in you, God. And we acknowledge you as you direct our paths, God. We just bless your name. Lord, thank you because you are. You are the great I am. You are Elohim, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. At the same time, you're one supreme being, Elohim. And we thank you, God, because you are faithful and true, God. Thank you for Prophetess Hubbard. Thank you for the prayer warriors. Thank you for all the apostles, Lord, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers, God. Lord, touch the president, God. Lord, even his endeavors, God. Lord, let him have the mind of Christ and not his own mind and not be used by the enemy. But turn things around, God, for your glory and his good, even our good, Lord, in this decision-making, God. Oh, we don't want no socialism, no social justice, no communism, God. But, Lord, we do want to keep the commandments, God, the Constitution, religious freedom, God, embassy, Lord, in Israel, God. Oh, God, against abortions, against gay and lesbian rights, God. Lord, there's so much, God, but not one world government, but freedom of speech, God. We just bless your name, Lord, that you are an overcomer, and we are an overcomer in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I just pray, Lord, even as I share my testimony, God, you anoint it, God, and just touch the hearts of people, God, in Jesus' name. Even the visitors of the prayer line, the ones that come on or the one that just came on even today, God, bless them. Bless their families, children, siblings, husbands, wives. Bless everybody, God, as they bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. I have a testimony. I had a project I was working on about April of last year. Basically, it took about 18 months, and I went through some struggles. I went through some finances, but I'll tell you what. God bless me, and my project is complete. God bless me to write a book. It's called 31 Spiritual Jewels, and I am, of course, the author, Robert L. Black, and God blessed me to be the, author and the publisher, and the books, they're in my room. I ordered 100 books. I have to mail them out to people who request them until I get on Amazon and ebook. But for 18 months, visually impaired, in and out of jail, was hard-headed when I was young, on drugs and running the streets, didn't care too much about going to church, even though I loved the Lord and I knew a little bit about him. Now God turned my life around. Amen. I'm led by his Holy Spirit. I'm pressing to be faithful every day and apply the word to my life. And God bless me to write a book about 31 testimonies. And not only that, but how God spoke to me through them, how he moved on my behalf, and how I knew he was always there. And I sold some at my church, and my apostle said, I can't put this book down. This book is a good book. If I read the book, it's a good book. I said, I know, Apostle. And she said, I haven't put the book down. And so many just good reports. And it's not even about the money. I said, man, I'm going to be blessed. If I went through some testimonies, I'm going to get paid. God's going to get the glory, but I'm going to get paid. You know, I'm going to get back what the enemy stole from me. But then the more I think about the book and how grateful and honored I am, I'm so just thankful in my pictures in the back of the book. And it's $15 a book, but it's more than just the money. Everybody needs to hear about the good news, the New Testament. Everybody, we're all helpers one to another. We need to share the gospel to all mankind. And I said, man, Lord, what can I do? I can't do a lot of things that I used to do. Last April, he said, why don't you start that book? All the way, and just, I'm telling you, Thursday, I received 100 books. And I'm just so grateful. My family members, everybody was talking about the book and how God was glorified in each testimony. I just praise God for that. And later on, and before we hang up, anybody would like my number or email if you would like to purchase a book. We'll discuss that later on, but I just thank God for the great things he's done. And one scripture is Job 8:7. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end shall greatly increase. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you.
Praise God. What a mighty testimony tonight. Praise the Lord. We have Mother Pastor Sims. Praise the Lord. For your testimony in prayer.
Praise the Lord. Just, I was just thinking and listening to all of the other prayer warriors that are on the line, and I just trying to choose and say, now, what shall I say? I have so many, and I know they do too, so many of them. That speaks to the greatness of God and your faith that makes these wonderful things happen, because it said without faith it's impossible to please him. But I would like to tell you that one, this one, I think I told you already about the CT scans and how God changed the CT scan overnight to say something different. They looked at it, they saw it, and they said, you've got to go into surgery, you have to have surgery. After I had a surgery already and was recuperating, you got to go into surgery. But overnight, God turned that thing around, and I believe I'm healed. I know I am. So, and I praise his holy name, because he is an awesome and a wonderful God. Nobody like him. No one can compare to him. And while I was in here recuperating from the surgeries and all the different things that went on, my washing machine hose jumped out the back and ran all over my den floor and ruined my carpet. and my carpet had been down there for quite some time. So when they came, they did a depreciation value on the carpet. So I decided, well, I won't have carpet put back down. I have linoleum put down here because it could happen again. My den is an enclosed carport. So God just worked it out. I didn't know what to do. The insurance company said, we're not going to pay for it. In fact, I owed the company that came, that took the carpet up, I owed them $200 and something. The insurance company gave me nothing toward that that floor. So I said, Lord, you know I need this floor repaired. I was praying and other people were praying for me. And people were so kind to me. They were bringing me food, and I was saving the money I had to buy food. I was just putting it away and saving it. And I had to pay. It wasn't a little bit of money either. I paid the man that put the carpet down, and I bought the carpet and the glue and everything it took. And I just give God the praises and the honor. If you believe and you hold on to what he says that he will do, and that's a need, he promised he would meet all of my needs according to his riches and glory. And we just keep leaning on him and keep thanking him for his matchless glory and all of the wonderful and merciful things that he is doing and he will do for us. We thank him. Somebody said, and your latter days will be better than the first. And I just ask him to continue to bless all of us, that we will really hold up this bloodstained banner and let the world hear the testimonies that God has given. Got a lot more, but I'm going to go ahead and pray and give somebody else a chance. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We love you, Father. Father, we adore you. Your word is truth. We know it is. And we just hold on to what we know, Lord. And we know that you are not a God that you should lie. You can't lie. And you made out of love. Because God sent his son because of love into the world to die for our sins. He didn't come to condemn us, but he came to save us. And we thank you, Lord, so much. Father, we know that it's a needy time. There's so many things going on, but Father, nothing is happening that you don't know about. The word says not even a sparrow falls from the tree beneath your notice that you don't see. And Father, we know you see all of this, and you said in your word, if your people who will call by your name would humble themselves and pray, if you would come out of their evil ways and recognize that you are God and just who you are, that you would heal their land. And we thank you, Lord. We honor you, Father. We bless your name. We ask you, Father, just keep us under the blood, that we'll be able to do the things that you would have us to do and to hold on to your word and to tell others that Jesus is the Lord. And we praise your name. We thank you, Lord. We bless this prayer line, everybody on it and everybody that will come on it, everybody that's been on it in the past, everybody that's on it now, and the people that will come in the future. Father, just bless, multiply your grace to us, Father, and keep us humble before you. We ask these and all other blessings, hallelujah, in the matchless and powerful name of Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. At this time, we thank God for all the prayers. We ask you, Minister Parker, to say a short prayer or do her testimony, a short prayer. And we already said, we're just watching the time. Everybody has been way under the times, but in the meantime, we definitely want you to share. Are you there? Minister Parker? Oh, didn't she miss the phone? Left the phone.
Yes, ma'am.
Brief testimony in prayer.
Brief testimony. My testimony is the moving power of love and the grace and mercy of God. I think I expressed my concern about the attitudes of the employers, the upper management team where I'm employed, which is a local pharmacy. And I think they forget sometimes, well, we all do tend to forget from whence we come. And the power of prayer, I brought a situation to Mother Alexander, and I enlightened her a little bit on how people were talking and treating me and my work environment. And Mother Alexander told me to just hold on to God's promises and stand for my beliefs, and that's what I did. I held on to God's promises and stood for my beliefs, which is I believe in the Father, and I know the power. I know the power of our Father. With that being said, today, I out of the blue, I guess I was not really expecting. I went to work, and the store manager said, "You make me look very good in that pharmacy." I said, "Excuse me?" He said, "You make me look very good to the district manager, to the everybody here. You just make me look great in that pharmacy." And I was going to ask him, could I transfer? But once he said that, I was like, look at God. I said, well, thank you. I had a question mark, so I called my husband. I was like, not really. I knew the power of God, so I knew it was of God. But I wonder what took so long. And I guess that's the question that we all have sometimes. We get antsy and on our own time, and we want things to happen right here and right now. But we must always remember we're on God's calendar and not our own. And I gave God thanks and glory and all the way home. And I had just such a beautiful day today. He pillow-sawed all of my enemies. He kept me saddled up, and he kept me grounded in my faith and in my belief and in my love for him. And I just want to say thank you. That's the true and living, powerful God. You know, you really don't have to say anything. As long as you just stand there and you're carrying yourself in a godly manner, people will draw unto you. And I had such a beautiful day today. It was so beautiful, so inspiring, so inspiring. And that's my testimony about how God just went in and turned the situation around. I just took my hands off of it. I let go and I let God, and I let him do the rest.
Praise God. Your brief prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you as humble as we know how, Father God, giving you thanks. Giving you thanks for being omnipresent and being the great I am all by yourself. Father God, we get so tied up times and so twisted up that we want to do things our own way. Just remember to be still, to keep still. Remember that God is God all by himself. And for that reason, Father God, we want to apologize for any time that we've gotten in the way, Father God. Any time that we've thought that we could stir up the gift, we apologize, Father God. We're asking that you continue to place us on the path of righteousness for his name's sake, so we can continue to stay grounded and molded on your word, Father God, and hold on to your unchanging hand. Well, you know, without you, we are nothing. We are nothing no more than filthy rags, Father God. But again, we continue to walk the walk and talk the talk, Father God, because it is not about us. It is about you, Father God, and kingdom-building purposes. For this reason and many more, we place no man, woman, boy, or girl before you, Father God. We bow before you and we humble ourselves. We ask that you continue to pillow sort our enemies so we can continue to trudge uphill for you, Father God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we love you. We adore you. We place no man, woman, boy, or girl before you. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We praise God for all the testimonies, and we want to give God glory and praise, and thanking God so much for the prayer warriors. Well, God is blessed for this prayer line in the midst of everything that's going on and in our lives and even in the country and the cosmos. To be so steadfast and so faithful. Glory to God over the last 4.5 years, and looking for God to continue to bless, but only God can just do this. And I praise God for the faithful of vessels that you are. That's my testimony too, as well as glory to God, thinking about how God has moved so miraculous on this line, and he gets the glory and praise. But I have to give God glory because I'm a part of it with you all, even though that be the visionary, but without you, glory to God, we won't be in a place that God can bless and move the way he does. So that's that's a testimony that I just have to continue to give God glory. And all the testimonies we hear from you all praying and standing and being so faithful, bless God. I thank God for you and thank God most of all for Jesus, even for the vision and also for me being the visionary, but also for the people that he handpicked. Because he handpicked each one of you, if you can remember, that God did this, and your faithfulness, even allowing God to continue to bless and use your vessels, because we united together, has God blessed to bring these things to fruition. Not only that, I thank God for your prayers, how you constantly keep me lifted up in the midst. And there has not been that many times over all these many years that we can just put on one hand practically any time that's ever missed. But even if there might be some delays, and it wasn't a whole lot of that for a season. It was for a short time, but when I was traveling up and down from the road from Columbia back to Charlotte, but even on the road, you know, trying to get here or trying to talk to Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, or even Mother McCormick to let you know I'm on my way. I'm at this point or whatever. And the faithfulness are coming on even a couple of times when we had to be 7:20, 7:30. I think the latest was 7:40. But being there consistently, praise the Lord. And there have been times I've called maybe Pastor Bird, but these three right here, definitely over the times when that season was going on. So I'm just grateful, and I praise God. And I thank God, glory to God. Sometimes we can even tell in my voice when I'm online, and many times I came on with challenges. But just hearing that you all were picked, just discern in the spirit that, okay, even sometimes just from my voice, that you have started praying and interceding on my behalf, glory to God, for God to bless, because I've determined, I said, God, I never know what's on the other end of this or who's there or whatever, so I can't afford not to be in place to come online to minister or to be there to pray or whatever. The main thing is for us praying, because that's what God gave us, to intercede, but also to give us the word, glory to God, too, to relay even in our prayers. So I bless the Lord for that. And even just recently, I had a burn from a pressure cooker. It's 2.5 weeks now. It's just about there, but it still has, you know, haven't completely got the healing. But I am so grateful, end up not having to be in the hospital. I mean, going to the well, I didn't want to know if I'm going to the hospital or whether, because my other daughter in Wild West was, Leisha, so concerned. I did allow the EMS to come one night, but all they did was checked and dressed it. But praise God. I thank God, starting back out, like I said, with the one day in a little rush, a pressure cooker I use quite frequently. And I opened it up and didn't leave the level, the pressure to be released enough, and it just grew up like a fountain all over the stove, and I was in a chair up against the with the oven, and so the first eye right there, it just spilled over on my leg. And a good thing that particular day, instead of having regular pants on or pajamas on or whatever like this, or either a skirt that was thin, it ended up being a thick pair of pants I just happened to put on that particular day after bathing. And that right there, if it had a went through on the other type of material, it would have been a whole lot worse. But it was, I knew when it happened, it was a second-degree burn. And so when it happened, I thought, Jesus, devil, you alive. That's, my granddaughter had to be over. I said, hurry up, get me an ice pack. So I went to the bathroom, pulled the pants down, and then put the ice pack on there. I said, go get me some ice and put it in a container. Then I put it in a sleeve that I can put the ice in. And I put it on there for about 45 minutes later on the chair. It felt like fire just burning. And I was just saying, geez. So I had called Pastor Bird at first, but I didn't get through. So right away I called Pastor Apostle Burton, and she prayed. And so I guess because I had dialed Pastor Bird's number, she called right back and she prayed. And I think I talked to Mother Alexander before we got off the got online too. So about 45 minutes before time to come on, so I came online, and whatever, while I was online, you all, praise God, was just like my voice wasn't the same, but I went on and you know, opened up and did what I normally do and pray and whatever, and then prayers went forth for me. Each person that prayed that night just kept putting my name in the pot too as well for the pray. And I thank God for those prayers and the prayers behind that, and even for the follow-up that you all were doing. And it was when the EMS came that night and whatever, like, because Leisha was just so concerned. So finally I called. They don't have to take you, whatever. If they just, you know, examine you or whatever like this right here and all is well, they won't have to charge you this, that, and the other, and you can be able to whatever, but at least get it checked. So when he came in, he looked right away in second-degree burns, and I knew that. Then he wanted to know whether they bought the stretch and everything, and I was like, no. But anyway, I told him the nurse had told me, the nurse, oh, make sure my time is not going off, because you all have been so excellent. I don't know. You end up doing 6 minutes and 7 minutes and 8 minutes at the most. I'm like, okay, I got to make sure I'm not going on. I meant to write down my time. Hopefully somebody will say hallelujah on me. Praise God. But nevertheless, I had let them examine it, and they were very pleasant and so forth. And so I told them what the nurse had, the online nurse had said, because my son-in-law had asked me about it that day and so forth. Can I call them and check? And I said, well, they had told me to put petroleum jelly on it and also get an aloe vera plant, she said, and then put some of that on it. I think that was the day before. So that night when it had woke up that morning, it had blistered up really bad. So in the meantime, when they saw it, it was the next day, it was blistered up like this. So he opened up the aloe vera plant. My granddaughter had seen it online before, but she didn't really know anything about cutting it and what you know, about putting it on there. So he was kind enough to do that part, and we dressed it back again and whatever. So we went through with that challenge for a little bit. It was doing pretty good. Was the trick of the enemy. It was doing good, and it's finally after a few days it started going down, and I end up the fluid coming out of it, and then I end up it was looking pretty good, still dark and all that around there. And I said, okay, just at the little area right there. Been praying that day, ministering and prophesying, and in between that, somebody was working on the floor for the maintenance and all these things that transpired. And all of a sudden, I got this unction like, oh, okay, then it's looking pretty good. Let me put a Band-Aid, one of them wide Band-Aid. What did I do that for? I can't even realize what made me do that. So that evening, I caught myself laying down. It looked like the skin was pulling. Holy Spirit told me to just go in the bathroom and take the skin off. So I took lift it, and it pulled all the skin off, all around that big burn. I'm like, what made me do that? It happened so fast that I just put it on there. Had no idea. It was like the air hit it and fire came back. God had already took the fire out of it. It came back. And I prayed and believed God. But that night, I did not rest all through the night. And just prayed. And then, you know, some calls came in periodically for prayer. Hey, Monty, go get her gloves. And she actually go get the gloves and the aloe vera and whatever like this and dress it again. And whatever like this, but still yet, I went through for it for a little bit, but now it is looking so good. It's getting scab and everything all over it, but still, guys, I've been airing it out for the last couple of days, and it is miraculous what air does. Like I was telling Pastor Grip, one of the pastors I was talking to, I have no idea what air does when God bless even in a womb for it to start, when it's open and start, what kind of healing that is. But nevertheless, through the prayers and your prayers, I praise God for that. So many other testimonies like you all have said, but I just want to share that, and certainly do appreciate you all and what God is doing in the midst and the things that are transpiring. So I bless God. That's my testimony for tonight, and I bless God. But he's given me, since we have a little bit of time, we're going to take this rest of this time, and we're going to do this briefly in about 5 minutes. While the testimonies were going on, let me see if, matter of fact, let me make sure that, oh, yeah, Pastor Bird is there, so she can give her testimony. We're giving each other about 50 minutes. Some of them have been taking less than that. We'll say 5 minutes for your testimony, or whether you do the 5 minutes before, after, if you want to do all your testimony and then just brief prayer, then that's what we're doing. So I'm opening the line for the prophetess over there to share her testimony, and then I'll give you the instruction that God gave me before we right after her. Praise the Lord. Because it's just 7:54. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to open the line for Pastor Bird.
Lord, thanks. I am sorry I'm late. I had an appointment today with the doctor, didn't feel well, and went to sleep and forgot to eat.
Oh,
and
my God.
When I woke up, I was shaking, and I had to try to get some food before I came on. But I greet you in the name of all the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for this is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know what to say, because all God is a good God, and he is a great God. And we know that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that he will raise up a standard. I have been hit with some things this year, look like the left and right, and I get up, and the enemy still is persistent. But in the midst of all of that, God have just made himself mighty. And I see all of the things that God is doing. I just got to praise him. I do want to thank each of you for your prayers and concerns, because God is so good. But we got to know without a doubt that God got us, and that God bring us to anything, he is going to bring us through it. So I give him praise tonight. And after everything that God has done, his healing and bringing me through, and everything went well. Now the enemy is coming back now, where he is attacking my body again. And in this, my breast keeps swelling up and filling up with fluid. And this is what the doctor said to me. He said that where they remove that lobe out of there, that the body say to itself, something's supposed to be there. And so the body, in an effort to heal itself and protect itself, it fills up with fluid. So today, well, last week, I had fluid withdrawn. Had to go back today and have more fluid withdrawn. But what came to me when that doctor said that is when we're empty, when we're empty of the Holy Spirit, we ought to be just like our body, because see, our body is wonderfully and fearfully made. And we should be that same way, because without the Holy Spirit living in us and being present in us, something is missing.
Amen.
And we try to come in and fill a void that only God can fill. And God said to me that even now, we want to fill a void in us that was made for the Holy Spirit with everything of the world. We'll try to fill it up with people. We'll try to fill it up with things that pleasure us. But I'm here to tell you that can't nobody do us like Jesus do us. And that God place in each of us, if it's exit of the Holy Spirit, I don't want to be in this body. Because he lead, guides, and directs us to all truth. So I'm just praying now, because I'm still standing on the word of God. And he said that 30-40% of the people that have that type of surgery, that their body will react that way. But I'm believing God that this is the last time, because I know a man, and his name is Jesus. And I know he did not bring me this far to leave me. So I'm just petitioning each of your prayers to continue to pray, that my body will say, you know what, maybe something don't need to be there right now, and that it will stop filling up with fluid. But through the midst of everything, I go in smiling. I go in lifting up the name of Jesus. The nurse said to me today, you are really brave. I hope that she know who I know. Because I know who holds my future, and I know what God has already said to me. And so I'm not worried. I won't keep getting them needles, but whatever God brings us to, he's able to bring us through it. And I know that he has a reason for everything. So I just want to thank each of you for standing with me and agreeing with me, because I'm telling you, it ain't nothing but a miracle all the way through. And anytime God performs a miracle, we can look for the enemy. We can look for the adversary to try to come in and counter what God does. But no weapons formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment shall be condemned. So I'm going to stand on the word of God. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I'm going to go ahead and share what God's given me, and I'm going to let Pastor Bird, since she hadn't prayed yet, will give each one of us 5 minutes of the time that we have left. Is I have something he's given me. She can pray on healing. Mother Alexander will pray on youth, the children, and we're giving specifics now right now for what he's given after all these great testimonies. Brother Black, to pray on the leaders, my president, nation, nation of the USA, Mother Willette on leaders, our gospel leaders in the church, and Mother Pastor Sims' family and marriage, and I'll just close it out. So each one of you, I'm going to watch the clock. Now we're starting at 8:02 for 5 minutes. So Pastor Bird, you go ahead and take the healing. Mother Alexander, follow suit after you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we praise you, we honor you, and we give you glory. God, we thank you for who you are and all that you do. We thank you, God, that by your stripes, we are already healed. You already sent your word to heal us. So, God, we thank you that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit and that you desire for us to walk in good health. You desire that we prosper even as our soul prosper. So, Father, we thank you for your word that has already been sent out to heal our bodies now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for your mighty touch. We thank you, Father, for never leaving nor forsaking us. We thank you, Father, that we realize we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. And therefore, God, we put on the whole armor of God, that we are able to withstand in these evil days and doing all to stand, Lord God. And in that standing, God, we know that you are our shield and you are our buckler. You are our protector, Father God. And we thank you that we are healed, that you gave your son, and your son gave his life so that we could have abundant life. That means nothing broken and nothing missing. And help us, God, to do our part when it comes to our health, dear God. We need to eat right. We need to exercise. We need to drink plenty of water, Father God, so that our bodies can be healed and heal itself. Even in this situation that I'm going through right now, Father God, my body understands when something is missing and what it needs to do. And in that same way, Father God, help us to do our part, walking by faith and not by sight. I know, Father God, that some of us need to eat right, and I'm talking about me. I'm not going to step on nobody else's toe. As being a diabetic, I know I need to eat. And I allowed my body to get to that place where I'm sweating. God, I ask your forgiveness because I got to do my part, as all of us, Father God, because we know, God, that you are always doing your part, that you are our healer. And so I speak to every sickness on this phone tonight. I don't care what they're going through. I don't care how long they've been through it. Help us to look to the hills, God, from which cometh all help. Because everything got to bow to the name of Jesus. And that includes cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, liver, lung disease, joint diseases. Whatever is going on, God, I speak healing now to the hearers tonight in the name of Jesus. So we just bless you and thank you. God, we thank you for loving us so much that you gave your son, and your son gave his life that we might have abundant life. And so we just bless your name, and we thank you for it. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, I give you all the praise and all the glory. I thank you, Heavenly Father, because you are the author and finisher of all things. And nothing is too hard for you to do. As I bring the young people before you, Lord Jesus, oh God, you see everything, Lord God. And you're the only one can change the hearts of man. You're the only one can turn them around, Lord God. Lord, but you gave us the authority, dominion, and power, Lord God, to come against the wiles of the enemy. We binding up that spirit of deceivers that come against the young people today. That deceiving spirit, Lord God, we binding it right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast it out and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Lord God, strengthen the mind, Lord God, that they know, Lord God, that there's a better way of life, Lord God. Father God, I ask you, Heavenly Father, to touch the hearts of these young people, Lord. Those that want to go on a straight path, Lord God, help them to stand strong against the wiles of the enemy, Lord God. Bring back to their remembrance who they really are, Lord God. Lord, we bind the foul spirit of drugs that come against some of them, Lord God. We bind that spirit up right now in the name of Jesus. Alcohol, smoking, drugs, we bind those foul spirits up, and we cast that back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Father God, your word said, Lord God, ask and believe when we ask you receive. And there's so many young people out there that are going the wrong way, Lord God. We ask you, Lord, to touch their mind, Lord God. And send someone taught the crossway, Lord, to let them know, Lord, that there is a better way. The way of this world is not for them, Lord God. And those that are standing on a straight path, Lord, continue to strengthen the inner man in them, that they will be bold soldiers, Lord God. And let nothing stop them from doing the work of God. Father God, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to renew the mind, Lord God. Those that in prison that made mistakes, Lord God, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to renew their mind, Lord God. Help them to see more and more who they really are in Christ. Help them to know, Lord God, because they made a mistake. That mistake should not ruin their life. They can turn around in the name of Jesus. And we claim and turn around for these young girls and men, boys, Lord. We turn up to asking you, Father God, to turn them around, Lord God. That they know because they slip once, that don't mean it's the end of it. They can turn their life around, Father God. Touch their mind, Lord God. Renew, Lord. Renew, Lord God. Father God, we know that your word said you'll never leave them nor forsake us. So we know you're with them always, Lord. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, God. It's a privilege and an honor, Lord, just to come before you, God. Oh, Lord, even in Hebrews, 4:16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. God, I lift up all the leaders, God, Lord, in the U.S., in the U.S. of America, God, Lord, our president, God, Lord, Lord, that he humbles himself and begin to pray. Seek your face and turn from his wicked ways. Donald Trump and his wife and Mike Pence and his wife, God, Lord, and they begin to honor you, Lord, like never before. That Lord, you are the hill, Lord, from whence cometh our help, God. And Mount Zion, hallelujah, the city of our King, God, hallelujah, Lord, that they make godly decisions this time around, God. Oh, God, that they think less of themselves and more about others, but most of all, Lord, that they receive you as Lord and Savior. Lord, they be filled with your spirit, God, and be led by your spirit, God. Pray for the aldermen, Lord, the leaders in schools and elementary schools and colleges, God, the board, God. Lord, turn that thing around, God, for your glory and their good and our good, for the children, the youth, God, Lord, even preschools, God, the leaders in medical fields, God, hallelujah, Lord, everywhere, small businesses and even corporate businesses, God, oh, God, Lord, just pour out your spirit, God, on all flesh, God. Do a new thing like you said you was going to do, and you're even doing it now, God. We just thank you for it, God. Hallelujah, God. And we just thank you for the lawyers, executive branch, the legislative branch, the lawyers, God. Lord, put people down, Lord. That's not worshiping you, that's not following your word, Lord, not being led by your spirit, and put people in position, Lord, that loves you and that honors you and that glorifies you and that's not ashamed of the gospel, God, and making laws, Lord, according to your word, Lord, from the beginning, Lord, your constitution, that we stand on your word, God, hallelujah. And speak to the other leaders at the gate, God, that's full of the Spirit, God, and life in Christ Jesus, God. Even the judicial branch, God, the judges, when they make those Supreme Court decisions that no man can turn, God, Lord, let it be from your throne. Let it be hot off the press. Let it be a difference. Man to think one thing, God, but you turn their heart. You turn their heart whithersoever you will, God, Lord, and even as you said, a new thing is happening, God. We decree it, we declare it, we confess what you say, and we believe it in our hearts, God. We receive it, that it has already been done, God. Hallelujah. States, representatives, and the Congress, God. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, we thank you for a new thing in advance, God. In Jesus' name, even the fivefold ministry, our leaderships, the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, God, you choose some amongst us because we're all leaders, but you choose some amongst us. And we just thank you, Lord, for the great things you have done. We're not looking to the left nor to the right, but we're looking, our eyes are looking right on, and our eyelids are looking straight before us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I believe I heard the prayer for praise God, the leaders in the church. Is that right, Minister BJ?
Yes, for the gospel, for the leaders in the church.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Black. God bless your heart, because I believe you got everybody in there and in leadership. But we'll go ahead. In Jesus' name, Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, we just want to appreciate you right now. We love you, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, that you You express your love by sending Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you so much that Jesus sit at the right hand of Heavenly Father, hearing every cry, every prayer request. And hallelujah, Lord God, I thank you that in this hour, hallelujah, in this dispensation, hallelujah, you're really answering the prayers even before we can get the words out. So we thank you, Lord God, for the prayers that have already gone up. We know that you hear us, hallelujah, and by faith, hallelujah, with expectation, we know that we have, hallelujah, what we ask, because we're not asking, Lord God, for anything that's out of your will, but we're asking in accordance with your divine will, purpose, plan for our lives. Your word, hallelujah, is your will. So we thank you, dear God, that you love us so much that you will give us what pertains to life and godliness, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your healing power, hallelujah, that's already in process, hallelujah, and by faith already done in Jesus' name. And we, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, lift up the family of God, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, members in particular, but especially the leaders, Lord God, as our Brother Black said, the apostles, the prophets, praise God, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, the administrators, Lord God, those that work in the office, is those who handle the money, Lord God, those, Lord God, who are in positions to make decisions of how things should be done within the body of Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, and most of all, we ask your Holy Spirit to give them direction, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to be moved by your Spirit, not per se by the curriculum, but help them to hear from you and bring forth the manna, the message that you have for us in this hour in the name of Jesus, and help build up the body and not tear down the body in the name of Jesus. Help work, Lord God, to, Lord God, be a part of the solution and not a part of the problem at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we appreciate you. We thank you, Lord God, and we pray for wisdom, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, like never before, that the people in the body of Christ would begin to seek after you. Hallelujah. Draw nigh unto you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Lord God, with expectation to hear your voice. Hallelujah. And if we pick up your word, we can hear your voice. Hallelujah. Sometimes, Lord God, it may be through one of your messengers, Lord God, that you sent, you've given a word, and I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we be quick to hear. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, as the word of God says, slow to speak, hallelujah. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus, and we pray, oh God, that we will all, as members of the body of Christ, Lord God, do what thus saith the Lord, do what you have given or signed us to do in this hour, hallelujah. Thank you that we have this hour, hallelujah. Somebody may be thinking that they don't have an assignment, but you've given us all an assignment. We're all light, hallelujah, and we are salt. And it's time, hallelujah, for us to shine, that you might get the glory, and that people may cry out, what can I do to be saved in Jesus' name? Help us to be the leaders that you have appointed us to be in this hour, in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. We praise you. Thank you for your divine Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord God, to do, to be whatever you have assigned for us. In Jesus' name, we pray the prayer of faith with expectation that it's already done. And we appreciate you that you love us so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mother Sims, Pastor Sims, and left the line.
I'm here.
You had a family and marriages, so you didn't get that?
No, I didn't.
So, oh, sorry about that.
All right. Okay. Family and marriages. Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that you love us, Father, and you want our families to stand strong and our marriages to be steeped in you and your word. And we come right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're asking you to strengthen marriages, Lord. And Father, we know that the only way that you can really strengthen them in your word is that they are saved. So we pray for salvation for all of these people that are calling on your name, Father. Some of them don't know you, but Father, we ask you to please to give them a desire to know you better, Lord, and to lean on your word, to claim 1 Corinthians 13 as their guide in their marriages and their homes, Father. Let the Father, you know how you set it up, and you ordain the men to be the head of the homes, and let them be the head of the homes in you and your word, Father. That's the only way it's going to work. And the wives to be the helpmeets. We ask for your strength and for your guidance, Father, all over the land and country, not just our nation and our region, Father, but all over the world, because so many marriages are breaking up, so many homes, so much abuse taking place, Father. But we know that you are able to do all things. And the Bible tells us that you do all things well. And we come before you, Father, asking you to bless marriages, whether they're married a week or for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, Lord, to strengthen them, that they would look to you, Lord, because you are able to do all things. And, Father, we just honor you, Father, because you honor marriages. And we thank you, Lord, for your matchless work and salvation story, Lord. And we ask you to save, set free, and deliver, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Father, we bless you tonight.
We
thank you tonight, God, for your blessings. Glory to God for all the prayers that went forth in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you continue to bless these, your people, the ones that come on the line, those that listen, and those, glory to God, that you are bringing into the fold. And we thank you tonight, God, as we pray for the revivals that are coming up and also some that are already in place in the different ministries, and God, even for the conferences and so forth to reach your people. We pray specifically for this conference that are coming up with Pastor Dorothy as a visionary. We pray, God, you continue to bless her and her husband as they carry out this assignment that you have placed in their spirit, and even for the revival that you have given me for the 7 days. We pray, glory to God, that you will minister and move in a miraculous way. There won't be no flesh on parade. It won't be anything that that will be reproduced, glory to God, because of something that we have done in time past. Everything that we do, help us, glory to God, as the visionaries, or either over ministers or pastors, glory to God, or either lay people that you have given assignments, that we hear your voice and be obedient to that you've given. We're praying, God, for each night, for each speaker, God, that you will bless in a miraculous way, for even, glory to God, for this conference that you've given Dr. Dorothy, that you will bless the nights, glory to God, of each one, for Pastor Hubbard, for Minister Brenda, glory to God, for Elder Brown, for Elder Reverend Moore, for Evangelist Hubbard Ely, for glory to God, for Pastor Dorothy herself, as well as her sister, glory to God, Evangelist Chapman, in the name of Jesus. God, we just pray for each one of them as you pour into them to pour back out into the body of Christ. For my Father has blessed me. It's Psalms 150:15-5. Glory to God is their theme and the theme scripture in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, for you to move miraculously in the gospel explosion revival from the 9th through the 15th as well. Glory to God. That's November 16, 22 for the conference for the women. And for this revival for November in the 9th through the 15th, we have Elder Dorothy, her husband, Elder Becky Cook, Pastor Danny Griffin, for Bishop Keith Felton, for Apostle Barbara Daney, for Pastor Carol Alexander, and for the glory to God, Minister Black. Praise the Lord from any way from all up and down the East Coast. We thank you for each one of them, glory to God, that you were blessed And God, you know the need, you know the desire, even in their heart to fulfill your will. So we're praying, God, to keep them healed and whole. And God, we bind up any interference from the enemy, any setups or trap, anything that will interfere, even on the airways and lines, or either any of the devices that we may be using in the name of Jesus, that God, it won't be nothing that the enemy can come up against. We're praying against sickness and untimely death and anything the enemy try to bring of chaos and confusion. We take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for each prayer warrior, glory to God, that even in their prayers and support, we're praying, glory to God, for myself as well, that to be able to hear the vessel, hear the voice of God, and this vessel come in alignment with what you're saying. God, any shortcomings in us, help us, go over that, to stay humble before you. Stay in a place, allow you to search, the Holy Spirit to search us out, glory out whatever things that may be in that. We will not be in denial and justified, but we'll put it on the altar and find ourselves being transformed by your word and continue to be renewed in the name of Jesus. We'll thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done and doing and still about to do. Pray for our families and our loved ones and different things, glory to God, that goes in life. Help us to stay focused with our eyes fixed on you. And God, you not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, and set our affection on things above. We know that we have, glory to God, an enemy that comes up against us, but we know the greater one is on the inside, just the wisdom of submitting to the Spirit of the Lord. God, we thank you for the angels being encamped about us, for the ministering angels, for those that are going through in various things. We are praying, glory to God, for Evangelist Noah, glory to God, with her husband going through dementia, glory to God, and even what doctors say right now, going through the last stages. But God, we know you are still in control. We pray, continue to bless her as well as her family. Pray for her strength. Pray, glory to God, that you continue to bless Pastor Burton, glory to God, in her arm. But thank you for the persistent and pursuing to give you glory. Pray for Mother Freeman, that you touch her body and bless and strengthen her. She's such an encourager. Her body goes through with pain, but I thank you that even still living by herself and such a blessed daughter that traveled out of state back to her, back to her on a regular basis. We thank you, Lord God, for Mother Kadesh, so many of them, Sister Parker's auntie as well as so many of the other ones. God, we just ask you to bless these mothers, strengthen them. Mother Camp next door, they're all up in their ages, anywhere from 89 to 90-something. My aunt, Elisa, just turned 90. We're going to 91. We thank you for the spirit of the women of God that is, glory to God, that is encouraging us. You said the younger should treat the older, should treat the younger. God, we're praying more and more. This is needed in the body of Christ now, because it's missing. And some, glory to God, have kind of shut the mothers out. Some, glory to God, might have been an error, but it's so many that want to pour into the helping the younger ones to be raised up, and the fathers and the Lord. God, we're asking you, Lord God, it just don't be a name out there, but God, everyone, like the fivefold ministry, will fit together jointly and do what we need to do as a family in the body. We're praying for unity and change, but we're praying and thank you, Lord, for all these things that you are preparing for us to do. We thank you for blessing Pastor Bird, glory to God, in a special way, and encouragement, and many others. We thank you for Mother Eva McCormick out of town celebrating her birthday. Praise the Lord that you are just blessed for even what you're putting in her spirit and then the prayers that are going forth and how she's interceding on her family as well as others. Pray that she's having a blessed time. Glory to God, but keep her body healed and whole as we're praying for her family, little baby Kelly, too, as well. God, continue to bless. We believe in us. All those miracles went forth in her body. We believe in there will be no blindness, that she will be able to see, and she is a miracle, and many things you're doing in her body. Thank you for Deacon Burton, all the miracles there, too. Thank you for each one of us, that we got miracles in our lives that you've done, that we are testifying of the goodness of the Lord. Thank you for the powerful, anointed testimonies of what God has done, doing, and the promises that he still said he'll do in our lives. Help us to stay focused, because that God is always faithful. Help us to be faithful unto him, that we will not be a people that praise him with our lips and our heart be far from him. Glory to God. And he said, well, call me Lord, Lord, and do not my saying. God, we're going to purpose in our heart even more so to submit and commit at these last days. We're believing for divine healing, and the glory to God that you don't lift this pandemic. Glory to God. But in the meantime, whether you do it now or later, help us to stay focused and get grounded and rooted in you like we never have before, that we will not be moved by the circumstances and things going on around us. Praying, glory to God, you continue to bless. I give you glory for the joy, for the peace, for most of all salvation through Jesus Christ. And for, glory to God, your people that are standing on the wall and determined they'll not be moved. God bless them. Give them strength. Give them courage, financial, spiritual blessings. Thank you for the miracle in Brenda's coming through her surgery and everything that God is blessing. Still in the joy of the Lord, still standing, glorifying the Lord. We have you so many testimonies out there about the power of God, and each glory to God. We can't nobody tell it like us. I mean, like the person that's going through it, but we can share of the goodness of God and spread the gospel, glory to God, through the power of what he's doing. Even when we share theirs, we love you, Lord. We bless you, and we honor you in Jesus' name. Glory to God. I'm going to open the lines all the way up, just in case there is a prayer request before we get relief from any of our guests. Bless the Lord. And they even might have something that someone's on the line that didn't have an opportunity just to share something that they may want to say to glorify the Lord from their testimony. But if not, then so be it. We'll be moving right along and giving God glory, and pray that you continue to pray for these conferences and revivals and whatever God has given us to do, and whatever he put our hand to do, let us be faithful in that, in Jesus' name. Praise God. I'm going to open the lines for a couple of our guests that may have not had an opportunity to say anything. Praise the Lord. At this time, if you desire to, we have the line open. If there's a testimony or something you want to share or a prayer request. Well, if not, then bless the Lord. We thank you tonight, and I really bless God for each one of you, and pray that we continue to pray one for another and lift each other up. And we're going to say Shalom, and next time we have our fourth Sunday service, it will be Bishop Page, praise the Lord. And then, of course, the next month we'll be going to our conference and also through our revival. So keep those things in prayer while we keep others that are going. Yes, sir?
Ma.
Yes.
Can I leave my phone number if it's all right?
If you want to leave my phone number,
sure.
Oh, there's a lot of questions.
I know.
Okay. Are you there? Brother Black, did you get cut off? What happened just now?
Does he have an email, Minister BJ?
I'm going to have to find out. Okay, let me see. I think he got knocked off on me, did that. Let me see. Okay, when I was trying to
no,
scroll. Okay, then you got knocked off for a minute. But anyway, go ahead. He said, do you have an email? Then we're going to put your phone number out, but it's up to you. Which one you want to do? If you feel comfortable with your phone number being put out, you go ahead.
Okay. If anybody would like to purchase a book, 31 Spiritual Jewels, my phone number is 475-300-3755. My email is robertblack3755@gmail.com. It's $15 a book, and it will bless you. It's for adults and even the youth, but it will bless you. It will bless you. Amen. Thank you so much.
Okay, when you were saying 31 jewels, what was that?
There's 31 testimonies that I shared.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's the name of the book.
Yeah, 31 Spiritual Jews, how God brought me out, how he spoke to me in it, and how he just moved in on my behalf. And I tell you, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Okay, again,
amen.
That's 3755@gmail.com. Robert Black first. Robert Black, 3755@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And the number is 475-300-3755. Amen.
Okay, then praise God. We're going to do our best to support you and all those other ones, glory to God, that desire to come on later. We'll tell them and share. Some have dropped off, but we'll have another opportunity in the upcoming Mondays to share that. Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. We thank God for you. There's no more remarks or anything else. We are going to say good night on the Shalom, Shalom. We love you.
Shalom.
Certainly blessed by having a great time with you all tonight. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
All right, then. God bless you. I have a good week, then. A wonderful week in Jesus' name. Angels being kind.
Thank you.
Goodbye. All right, Shalom. Thank you, Jesus. You're so marvelous. Hallelujah. There's no failure in you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, how great thou art. Oh, Holy Spirit, bless your name. Lord, feed us till we want no more. Hallelujah. Shalom.